This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
Farmers are discovering crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois is a good fit for their farming operation. Albert Thompson of Perry County, Illinois, explains why he chose Farm Credit.
I took crop insurance out through Farm Credit Services, and they explained the programs well to me. I have no problem getting served well on claims and kept the wheels spinning in some rough, difficult times.
There's peace of mind in knowing your revenue is secure during volatile years.
I hear the statement from people that can't afford crop insurance. I can't afford not to have it. Because when we go into planting a crop in the spring, I know the minimum amount of revenue I'm going to have at the end of the year. That's something I never had without it.
Crop insurance provides farmers the flexibility needed to meet the demands of today's farming operations.
I can't imagine farming without crop insurance. As much capital is involved today, I'd have to reevaluate everything I do.
Call us at 800-444-FARM. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
It's coming up on 10 minutes after 6 on this Thursday morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. March wheat trading at 7.72, down 2 and 3 quarter. May wheat trading at 7.80 and 3 quarter, down 3. March corn trading at 7.16 and 3 quarter, down 4. May corn trading at 7.18 and a half, down 4 and a quarter. March soybeans trading at 14.24 and 3 quarter, down 12 and a quarter. May beans trading at 14.13 and a quarter, down 13 and a half. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the day at 7.74 and 3 quarter, down 4 and a half. May wheat ended at 7.83 and 3 quarter, down 4 and 3 quarter. July wheat ended at 7.88 and 3 quarter, down 4 and a half. March corn yesterday ended at 7.20 and 3 quarter, down 7 and 3 quarter. May corn ended at 7.22 and 3 quarter, down 7 and a half. July corn ended at 7.17, down 5 and a quarter. March soybeans yesterday ended at 14.37, down 14 and 3 quarter. May beans ended at 14.26 and 3 quarter, down 12 and a half. July beans ended at 14.19 and 3 quarter, down 11. March soybean meal yesterday ended at 4.16.50, down 51. May meal 4.12.10, down 37. July meal 4.07.40, down 29. March soybean oil yesterday ended at 52.03, down 40. May oil ended at 52.41, down 38. July oil ended at 52.66, down 39. March oats yesterday ended at 3.59 and 3 quarter, up 3 quarter. May oats ended at 3.67 and 3 quarter, up 2 and 3 quarter. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Wednesday afternoon. Technical selling and profit-taking by traders weighed on grain prices. An improved chance of rain for the South American soybean crop also helped to push soybean values lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 cents lower at 7.04 to 7.27. Soybeans dropped 14 to 15 cents at 14.26 to 14.46. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 8 cents lower at 7.14 to 7.32. And soybeans were down 12 to 16 at 14.42 to 14.53. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids dropped 4 to 7 cents at 7.04 to 7.46, soybeans 15 cents lower at 14.57 to 14.72, and the wheat price is down 2 to 4 at 7.66 to 7.85. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids down 15 cents at 14.67 to 14.77, while basis ended steady, ranging from 30 to 40 over the March. Hi-Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis dropped to $5.10 to $11.10 a ton, to range from $4.32.50 to $4.35.50. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 8 cents at $7.26 to $7.45, with basis steady range from 5 to 24 over the March. Illinois River Bars Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 8 cents lower at $7.21 to $7.23, with basis steady at option to 2 over the March. Soybeans ended 15 cents lower for the day at $14.70 to $14.78, with basis also steady at $33 to $41 over the March. And new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery dropped 4 to 5 cents at $7.64 to $7.77, with basis steady at $25 to $12 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 7 to 8 cents lower at $7.20 to $7.26. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 14 cents with quotations at $14.90 to $14.91. Soft red winter wheat down 4 at $7.91 to $7.92. And the Milo also ended 4 cents lower at $7.10 to $7.11. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids from country elevators to producers range from $5.45 up to $5.62. New crop bean bids at $12.50 to $12.69. In central Illinois, new crop corn range from $5.52 to $5.68. New crop soybean bids at $12.64 to $12.80. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn ranged from $5.45 up to $5.74. New crop soybean bids at $12.67 to $12.85, and the new crop wheat for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois. Those bids range from $7.47 up to $7.71. That is our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. February hogs ended the day at $85.97, up 27. April hogs ended at $88, down 27. May hogs ended at $95.20 unchanged. February cattle yesterday ended at $125.77, up a nickel. April cattle $130.45, down 2. June cattle ended the day at $126.62, up a dime. January feeder cattle yesterday $144.20, down 20. March feeders $147.15, up 15. And April feeders ended at $150, up 35. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday afternoon's Livestock Report. And first of all, in the Eastern Corn Belt on Wednesday afternoon, barrels and gilts traded 48 cents higher on a carcass basis. The base price for a 200-pound pork carcass ranged from $80 to $86.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $81.48. From the Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar Report on Wednesday, slaughter sows traded steady to a dollar lower. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were at 35 to 40. 4 to 5 weight sows at 36 to 44. 5 to 550 weight sows at 38 to 45. And heavyweight sows over 550 at 40 to 45, with a few up to $47. On the Illinois direct trade on Wednesday, barrels and gilts at the country buying points trading steady. U.S. 1 and 3 grade barrels and gilts weighing 220 to 290 traded at 54 up to 58 on a live basis. And movement of hogs from Illinois on Wednesday totaled 10,231 head. In the cattle trading in Illinois on Wednesday, the opening report from the Greenville Livestock Auction in Greenville, Illinois. Early estimated receipts for the auction, 454 head. And compared to last week, steers and heifers traded a dollar lower. And while the slaughter Holstein steers traded steady to a dollar lower, choice slaughter steers range from 122 to 124. Choice slaughter Holsteins at 110.50 up to 115. And the choice heifers range from 122 to 123.50. Also, a short recap of the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville on Tuesday. Receipts for that auction totaled 341 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers sold $4 lower, and slaughter Holstein steers a dollar higher in a thin test. Choice slaughter steers range from 121 up to 127. Choice slaughter Holstein steers at 112 to 115, and the choice heifers range from 120 to $125.75. In the slaughter cow market, premium type cows average dressing at 100 up to 110. Breaking cows average dressing at 80 to 87, with some high dressing at 89 to 91. Boning cows range from 77 to 84 for the average dressing cows. High dressing boners at 85 to 90.5, and low dressing at 72 to 75. Lean cows average dressing at 71 to 77.50, and the low dressing lean cows range from $54 to $60. From the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report on Wednesday afternoon, steers and heifers both on a live basis have traded nationwide at 122 to 122.50. And now from the National Box Beef Cutout, values at the close on Wednesday, prices are moderately lower. Choice carcasses 600 to 900 pounds down 81 cents on Wednesday, closing at $189.78, while select carcasses even a dollar lower at $182.90. And on the daily estimated livestock slaughter figures under federal inspection on Wednesday, cattle slaughter a more normal 123,000 head compared to 124,000 last week, and a year ago 117,000 head. Hog slaughter today estimated at 426,000 head compared to 428 last week and 424,000 a year ago. Also, we have a short recap of the weekly hay auction at the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville. Receipts for the auction totaled 588 bales. Alfalfa small squares premium quality traded at $3 to $4 a bale. Alfalfa orchard grass mix premium quality sold at $3.50. Mixed grass hay good quality small squares at $2.50 to $3.50 per bale. And good quality wheat straw in small squares sold at $2.10 to $2.35 per bale. That concludes our livestock report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, $1.50 and 1/2 unchanged. For block cheese, $1.66 unchanged. For barrel cheese, $1.60 unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Wednesday, $18.12. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, $7.24. For February, $7.31. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, $7.16. For February, $7.23. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for January, $14.68. For February, $14.64. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $7.58. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $7.24, corn at Scottville, $7.16, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.68, wheat at Scottville, $7.58. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Whether you're a municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson Dump Body, Snowway Plow, or Salt Spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services. Your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at ctemi.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the mid-20s. We will have northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, becoming cloudy, a chance of snow, freezing rain or sleet, low temperatures in the upper teens. For tomorrow, Friday, becoming partly cloudy, high temperatures in the mid-30s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy and warmer with a chance of rain or freezing rain Sunday. Low temperatures in the mid-30s, high temperatures in the upper 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have north winds at 16 miles per hour, the barometric pressure steady, and our temperature 12 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Envirofoam of America, by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder. In our farm news today, Rita Frazier of the Farm Bureau Radio Network recently attended the Illinois Association of Agricultural Fairs Convention in Springfield, and she reports.
We're here at the Illinois Association of Agricultural Fairs annual meeting in Springfield. The secretary of the IAAF is Bill Fugate. And Bill, you've been a part of this group for many, many years. Can we ask, you know, why are you a part of this group and continue to serve county fairs?
I guess I first of all, I believe in county fairs and their role in agricultural education across the state and across rural America. And I also believe in county fairs as a rallying place for local communities to sort of be a homecoming, if you will, for the personality of each community.
This year in 2013, we're lucky that we will still have 105 fairs going on in the state of Illinois.
Right, Rita. 103 of those are county fairs, if you will. Some counties have three counties, like mine, Livingston County. Other counties maybe work together in a two-county fair. A few counties have no fairs. Then we also have the two state fairs, the one at DuCoin and the one at Springfield.
And still one of the goals is to educate the non-farm public about agriculture, and most county fairs do a great job of taking advantage of those opportunities.
Right. All of us understand we're called the Illinois Association of Agricultural Fairs. Part of our purpose is to promote ag education and to help the youth of rural America become the great citizens that they do become.
Funding is still a giant issue for all of us in Illinois, and the county fair system is no exception.
County fairs in Illinois have been very lucky over the last 80 years, I guess, in that they have had funding from the state of Illinois to assist them in the various roles they play. Can't pay salaries, but they can help pay premiums, they can help rejuvenate and rebuild buildings, add new buildings. That funding used to come through horse race pari-mutuel gambling, more recently out of the general fund, and more recently we've had some cuts, and we've been cut back probably about a third over the last 5-6 years from where we were. County fairs still depend on that funding, but it's a little more precarious all the time.
Do you think that your county fair boards have become more aggressive and looking at you know, new and exciting ways to raise money and attract people to their fair?
I really do. The fairs that believe they can are really doing great. And we had just a tremendous response this past summer from many county fairs who tried a few new things, maybe not new in general, but new to them, and they reported just phenomenal success last year. So those who believe they can are going to do it.
And that has a lot to do with the theme of this year's convention here.
We call our theme Bingo, believing in new great opportunities. We really believe, even though we've been around as an organization 103 years, that there's all kinds of opportunities out there for county fairs to become viable, successful, vibrant organizations.
There's so many aspects of a county fair, but of course that county fair queen is really the spokesperson for her county. Here at the state level, you will be crowning a new state queen on Sunday night.
That's always the highlight of the convention. It always brings things to a close. We've got 71 or two girls competing this year from all over the state of Illinois. They're all winners, but there will be one Miss Illinois County Fair 2013 crowned about 9 o'clock Sunday evening, and she will be the official representative of our organization, of the state fair, and of agriculture for this coming summer.
I know, because you've mentioned your children and all of the kids that are raised in county fairs and benefit from becoming great spokespeople for their industry. And really, this is a great example of what kind of people the county fair system can produce.
We really believe that it's kind of the training grounds for a lot of youth of America, not only working with our livestock, but through the opportunities to get up and speak in front of groups, to be competitive, and understand that you can have fun in life as well.
The Illinois Director of Agriculture, Bob Flyder, will be here all weekend, and I know he looks forward to it, and I know the board really appreciates his listening and commitment to the county fairs.
We're so happy to have Director Flyder on board with us, because we're willing and he's willing to work together. He understands our needs. He understands where we're at. He's interested in us, and we will proceed with Director Flyder in a wonderful way.
You also mentioned in an earlier interview that as the summer approaches and we kick off the fair season, it's a great opportunity for families and a really pretty economical way to spend some vacation time.
I'm not sure there's any other way that we could take any kind of investment and give more dollars as rewards to what's invested. It is truly a very economical form of entertainment for Central Illinois.
Anything else, Bill, that you would add about this convention or about the county fair season in general for the state?
Just real quickly, we will have about 4,000 people here this weekend. They're here for various reasons. Some of them are here with families with the Queen Contest. Some are here as families with the talent event. We've got, I don't know, 150 talent acts, 200-300 kids involved there. Some are here to buy carnival or to sign carnivals or to buy entertainment for their fairs. So there's all kinds of ways to help make their fair have more opportunity in 2013.
Bill Fugate, the Secretary of the Illinois Association of Agricultural Fairs, here at the Crown Plaza in Springfield. For the RFD Radio Network, I'm Rita Frazier.
Thank you, Rita. And it is coming up on 6:29 on this Thursday morning. Farmers might consider making a charitable contribution of grain this season. Todd Gleason reports it's easier said than done with agricultural commodities, but that a little paperwork can reap great rewards.
It would be nice if making a charitable contribution was as easy, says University of Illinois tax specialist Gary Hoff, as delivering grain to the elevator and asking them to make the check out to the local church.
And it's not even quite that simple. Okay? If you just deliver grain, say, hey, make X thousand dollars about to Y church, IRS can take the argument you had constructive receipt of that money, and therefore it's taxable to you, and you gave them cash. So to protect your deduction, first thing you need to do is to send a letter, so you have it documented in writing, to that charity that you have 5,000 bushels of number 2 yellow corn that you're contributing to them. And could they please tell you when they would like for you to market that and where they would like to market it, and that you currently have it stored in your bin? You get a letter back from them. That letter may say, market it at your convenience, wherever you would like. Or it may say, you know, let's hold it for 30 days, whatever that case may be. In IRS speak, you've now given up dominion and control of that grain. Okay, it's the charity's grain, it's not yours. Anything that happens after that, such as the sale of it, all impacts them. And since that charity isn't paying income tax, they would have no tax liability on the sale. So what it really does is it allows you, if you want, to increase the amount of the donation because you're not paying income tax on that money that you're donating to them. A couple of other things that you need to be aware of. This works for farm operators. It works for materially participating landlords where they're getting share crop. But if you're materially participating, then you need to be paying self-employment tax on that farm operation. If you're not, if you're a straight crop share landlord, cash rent landlord, then IRS is going to require you to report the value of that grain you gifted as income and take your tax deduction on Schedule A.
Gary Hoff is a tax specialist at the University of Illinois. You can read more on making a charitable contribution of grain and or other agricultural commodities on the Farm Doc Daily website at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.
Illinois' horse racing tracks are seeking help from legislators. Horsemen say ever since the state's law allowing advance deposit wagering was not renewed, Illinois' five tracks have been suffering financially. Racing Board Executive Mark Liano says he wants legislators to renew an updated ADW law. He said until it's done, tracks will lose as much as $10,000 a day. The House Agriculture Committee met Wednesday to formally organize and adopt rules for the 113th Congress. According to a House Ag Committee release, the rules approved by the committee maintain the enhanced transparency and accountability standards used in the last Congress under House Republican leadership. This includes posting the text of bills online for the public no fewer than 24 hours before a business meeting and providing live and archived webcasts of all hearings and business meetings. Membership for the committee's five subcommittees was also announced. Chairman Frank Lucas and Ranking Member Colin Peterson will serve as ex officio members of each subcommittee. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, March wheat now trading at 771 3/4, down 3. May wheat trading at 780 1/2, down 3 1/4. March corn trading at 717, down 3 3/4. May corn trading at 719, down 3 3/4. March soybeans trading at 1424 1/4, down 12 3/4. May beans trading at 1412 1/2, down 14 1/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Reporting, I'm Randy Pringy. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Envirofoam of America, by the CHS Service Center of Louder, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.